This mine site wasn't as old as most. Probably been moved here from elsewhere in the forest when they found another tungsten deposit. They were mad for tungsten. The view screens in the mine manager's office were on. Johnny looked at the big electric roasting ovens at the mine. They conveyed and roasted ore there. Steam was coming off coils. They must have considered this upset on the planet temporary, for they'd gone on mining. He went down the stairs that led to the hangar, the usual cyclo steps, twice the height of human steps, hard to negotiate with this leg. Well, he was getting better. He'd sure been able to use a blast rifle today. No speed in his arm, but it was improving. The hangar was in the same disarray as the other parts of the interior. It still held vehicles. Angus was poking around in the vast, overlit interior. He had a big crayon in his hand and was putting an X on vehicles he felt couldn't be readily made operational. Two small tanks. Angus had X'd them out. Several flying mine platforms. No X's. So, okay. Several flatbeds. Only half of them usable. A cyclo sign. Ordnance on a door. Johnny went in. Blast mortars. Even a pile of shells for them, contrary to interior storage of ammunition regulations. Well, he came out and grabbed Angus.
Get two of those big flatbed trucks. Get a flying mine platform on each of them. Put a mortar and ammunition on each of the flying platforms. Pile those tarps and wads on the front of the flatbeds for armor. Put one of the rigs outside. Put the other one just inside the door of the hangar.
Yes, there was fuel. He told Sir Robert to get him four men and a driver for each of the rigs, and to dispatch one of the rigs as soon as made up to tail the convoy.
That rig?
Said Sir Robert.
They can fly the mine platform off the truck and lay a mortar barrage down. They can block the road by blasting trees across it. Get the convoy tailed, not too close, and if they turn back, block their way.
And if it doesn't work and they get chased back here?
The other rig inside the hangar door can be taken out to help defend the place. Put another four men and a driver with it. I'll be taking it when we return here from a visit to the Brigantes.
You'll be chasing the convoy too,
said Sir Robert, adding with sarcasm.
Ranked among the best planned and most carefully drilled operations of history, this one is undoubtedly the very finest.
He went off to get it handled, muttering about a flatbed handling tanks. A Scot came racing up.
Johnny, sir, I think you'd better come down to the third level.
He looked kind of ashen.